and we haven't got too long.
That's from a promotional video for Extinction Rebellion, which launched just a year ago, pushing for non-violent demonstrations to highlight what they call a climate emergency and a mass extinction of humanity's own making. The movement's philosophy and sense of urgency has, to some extent, been personified by activists like 16-year-old Swedish schoolgirl Greta Thunberg, who gave a passionate address to EU leaders back in April.
Our house is falling apart. Our leaders need to start acting accordingly, because at the moment they are not. If our house was falling apart, our leaders wouldn't go on like you do today. You would change almost every part of your behaviour, as you do in an emergency.
But for all that Extinction Rebellion promotes a non-violent and peaceful form of demonstration, some of its methods here in the United Kingdom have raised eyebrows. For example, large sections of central London were blocked for days as protesters occupied various landmarks during April this year, resulting in over 1,000 arrests. Whilst huge numbers of arrests might sound like a protest gone wrong, one of Extinction Rebellion's central tactics is actually purposefully seeking arrests.
The action itself not actually that important. It's the going to prison, which has got cultural resonance, as you might say.
That's one of Extinction Rebellion's founders, Roger Hallam, arguably its most prominent face. He was speaking in November to the UK's Guardian newspaper about recruiting arrestable activists.
So it goes like this. You go into Town Hall X. You tell them that it's, you know, effectively over. We're all going to die unless there's a major mobilisation. 30% of people agree to go get arrested. 10 to 20% of people agree to go to prison.
The idea behind this strategy is to overwhelm the system in a way that traditional methods can't do.
The emailing, writing letters, going on a day march, it's no good. You need about 400 people to go to prison. Maybe you need 2,000 or 3,000 people to get arrested.
Of course, in the context of road closures or of demonstrators occupying landmarks, it's been possible up until now to describe Extinction Rebellion's approach as non-violent. But a leaked consultation document shared between group members last week has ramped up concerns about public safety considerably. It emerged that plans had been floated to shut down London's Heathrow Airport using drone technology if the UK government did not cancel plans for airport expansion. The government's robust response threatened maximum life prison sentences for anyone using drones who might endanger public safety at Heathrow. Extinction Rebellion's UK press office said they weren't giving interviews on the issue at the moment, but they were at pains to point out that plans to shut down Heathrow Airport using drones were nothing more than a suggestion by individual members of the organisation and were by no means set in stone. I did, however, manage to speak with one of Extinction Rebellion Scotland's spokespeople, Niamh McNulty, and I asked her whether she felt some of the group's tactics might be undermining support for its aims.
I think it's a tricky one. I think obviously non-violent direct action is a core part of our strategy, and this involves like a lot of different things, a core part of it being sort of doing disruptive actions and also actions which are potentially arrestable. On a personal level, I'm saying this, I feel really lost and scared and powerless in the face of like something that's like such a big web of like a system. And when writing letters and when voting and all these things don't seem to be making a difference, like when you go out and get arrested, it's not for like the fame, it's not for the sort of like, oh, this is really cool. Like, it's kind of horrible sitting in a cell.
I'm sure that most people, even your detractors, would understand the logic of that approach. However, it's one thing gluing yourself to a truck or blocking a road, but it's quite another thing to fly drones into what is one of the busiest passenger airports in the world. Do you think that that crosses a line from civil disobedience into something else?
Yeah, I think, you know, flying drones around an airport is a different line, and it's something that makes me uncomfortable. In a way, I'm not really sure if it's targeting the infrastructure or if it's targeting individual flyers. And I think there would be more constructive ways of sort of targeting such a fossil-based industry, such an industry based on like such mass consumption, and safer ways to do it as well. And I do worry that it might damage the cause a little bit.
Niamh McNulty from Extinction Rebellion Scotland. Heathrow Airport is the world's second busiest airport, and a large-scale drone strike would likely cause major disruption. Perhaps most concerning of all, though, from the perspective of climate change activists, is that this action could potentially place Extinction Rebellion in the same bracket as Islamic State, who threatened drone attacks following the shutdown of London's Gatwick Airport last year. Aside from a shift in its public image, though, some activists would undoubtedly face the prospect of some serious prison sentences. But given its approach so far and the position of people like Roger Hallam, that may prove very little in the way of a deterrent. Jack Foster, DW.